My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I love jokes. I love lines, by the way.
Enough during that song.
Jeez. That was Chuckles.
It's really funny.
Keeley. Pretty good, huh?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
There's Top Dog. It's my dad losing his mind over some funny jokes.
I like hearing him retell the Pollock jokes.
Yeah.
Where he's like, they buried their father at sea and they drowned. They drowned digging the grave.
He loves it. Loves it. He has a man, he has some of those. Just in the chamber, always ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should ask him the next time. They're going to come to visit us in a few months here. Yeah. We should ask him to prepare some more. Maybe he could tell us some on the show.
Yeah.
Bring him in here.
Oh, we just need to read some jokes. It'll definitely kill anything. Any street joke. But especially Blonde. Blonde and Polish. She likes the dumb lane.
Dumb.
The dumber, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid people.
Right.
Who wasn't there? Who's the famous comic? Is that like a... No, that's, you know, your redneck one.
Oh, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah. People like those lanes, you know?
Some of those are really funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He gets thrown in that like, oh, he's a redneck guy, but like some of those are pretty funny.
Yeah. I like all three of them?
Yeah.
Four of them? They all have something good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Every comic has something funny
about
them.
But I'm saying
them.
In that lane of you might be a redneck hip, some of them are... You know, he wrote probably 1,000 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them are really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Ron White, though. He's my fave.
Yeah, he's at the store a lot.
They call me Tater Salad. I like that.
Do that impression again.
They call me Tater Salad.
Wow. Why aren't you doing more impressions?
Really?
Well, why don't you do a Ron White impression?
Did you feel like, well, hold on, I have to get my glass. My wife has a beagle.
Uh-huh.
And then he takes a drink and they all start laughing.
Yeah.
And now the Meagle made a
poop. Yeah, I think we're good on
poop
that.
Let's, on the rug.
Let's move on to something else completely. That was really good.
I was really trying. Can I have a sip of your soda?
I mean, I have my beverages lined up. If we could go over them real quick.
Yeah.
I have a glass of water.
Finally. It's been like four episodes.
I have a Zevia, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
And I have a coffee, iced coffee.
I see that. I am reluctantly drinking a Zevia because you've stocked the fridge full
Wait,
of them.
Why do you want a sip of this one?
Well, I just want, yours tastes better all the time.
What are you talking about? It's the same one.
Yeah, but I like yours. Yours
are
always
Are you serious
tastes,
right now? Wait, yeah. What's wrong with that one?
Well, I don't like drinking my own can. I like to have sips of yours. That's the whole point.
You
I don't like my own can.
Me.
I like
you
sips
have to
of
be
your.
Kidding me?
But I like sips of your drink.
But
I don't like my own drink.
What is that?
I don't know. It's what I like doing. I don't like drinking a whole can, but I like to have a few sips of yours.
Maybe a quarter of it. That's yours then.
Yeah,
you
but,
have the, that.
But it's just backwash. I want yours. I want a little sip of yours.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You want me to open that and give you that?
Yes, but then I want you to drink from it too. I like that we fluid bond in the same cup.
That is weird, man.
I like to share the soda with you. I don't like to have my own soda.
I don't understand what's going on.
Because I like to share. We're married. Sharing is caring. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
See, it tastes better when it comes from someone else.
There you go.
How angry would your mom get growing up when you would rip them like that?
She got so upset. Please. And it never didn't make me laugh.
Of course. It still makes me laugh, burps
me
and
too.
Farts
no,
so
her
much.
Her reaction makes me laugh. Her upset makes me laugh so much.
Right. But for me, I like your burps the best.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they always tell a story.
Thank you.
The way that you...
Thank you. It's nice to be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah. I love the forcefulness. I think what I like, what makes me laugh all the time when you belch, it's that you're so subdued, mm-hmm. like you're so chill, and then your burps are just violent rips.
Yeah,
you're like, bah! But then you always maintain your still
my composure.
Yeah, that's the best part. Is that you don't even let the hype get to your own head.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've always been good at you know being modest.
Yeah, you just kind of let it go. You just let it roll.
Thank you.
And wait for people to acknowledge how good you are.
Thank you.
You got it.
Speaking my language.
I can't wait for Ellis to start ripping them.
And then he smiles. He's like,
He likes them right now.
Yeah.
We got him to go after he drinks. That's super funny.
That is fun.
He learned that from you.
All right. Let's pull this out. Fart these jeans away. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it, man.
And you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah. There you go.
I love it.
Just for our people who have been following the audio saga, I just hired an audio engineer.
Thank God.
Fuck. So annoying. Wow.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, you're just going to let that roll? You're not going to compliment me on that?
That was great. That was a great burp.
First of all, I held it in for a longer time just to let it grow and build.
Yeah.
I restrained myself and then I let it go. It was really good.
Excuse me.
Did you hear that or no?
No.
Not really.
I like
that's
it.
That's the problem. That's why I have an audio.
Oh, shoot.
So this is actually the old board. I have it hooked up through a direct box into there. Nothing. I get like minimal sound.
So can we not play? Oh, those are just older drops we can't play still.
Yeah, it's super frustrating.
Oh.
I don't know what else to do. Well, that's why I hired someone.
Well, he's coming in.
Yeah. So maybe by next week it'll be fixed.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. Speaking of holding in, so you held in that burp.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened last week?
Yeah.
So
I wrote it down so we could discuss it today.
Yeah,
it was such
an interesting
story. Go ahead.
So you made, remember you, all of a sudden you got a kick.
Yeah.
In the, we'll get to these sausages here
in a moment. Of course we're going to get to them, yes.
You got, you, in the middle of the day, we were going to have something for dinner and you're like, I really want Mexican.
Right. Well, there's a story to that too. We'll get into that in a moment.
So, but we did it, you know, somewhat healthy style because we did the meat, but we did lettuce wraps instead of shells. Right, and then you have some cheese and whatever.
So that, salsa, guacamole.
So that's our version, you know, of Mexican. Anyways, that meat, though, has a little bit of, you know, it's meat. It has some grease to it. And then we had momsages in the evening, probably 3 or 4 hours after we ate. Man, like, as soon as I laid on that table, I was like... I got some farts right at the door, too. Like, they were like, excuse me, like knocking on the door.
And did you actively clench your cheeks hard?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember really having to focus and kind of feeling like you can't really relax.
No.
You know? And then, I mean, I held them for a while, and they were fighting, you know. They wanted to come out.
Yeah.
And then probably about an hour into it, I feel like, wow, they're totally gone. And
that's what happens is that they go up inside of you and they disappear.
Well, here's the neat part of the story.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was it. Like, you know, after it was over, everything was fine. I didn't really have those farts anymore.
Wait, you're saying so? Eventually, you clenched, and the farts went up inside of you, and you were able to relax through the rest of your massage.
But after, I mean, like I said, I clenched for a while, and and then all of a sudden, we're back at, you know...
bedtime, we're laying around.
I have, like, one little fart, and I'm like, oh.
But where are the farts?
That's the thing. I don't know where they are, and I'm curious, because I could feel that they were really there.
And you felt them up inside of you.
That's right. So the next morning... But no, I didn't really feel them anymore. I just go like, they're, I don't know where it is. They're just gone.
Hmm.
So the next morning, though, I have a early flight. So I get up before you're up.
Oh, you were up super early that day. I remember that.
I go down in the kitchen. I make myself a cup of coffee. And I start ripping like 15-second parts.
And I heard them from upstairs.
I mean, they were like, like really, really good.
I thought the neighbor was starting a motorcycle or something.
It was something. Something was going on. And I realized those farts that I held 12 hours earlier or whatever were finally finding their way out.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a neat story.
Thank you.
But I'm thankful that they came out in the house and not on the plane.
I just...
Or at the airport or in the car.
They could have come out anywhere.
Yeah.
They were for a while.
And did they smell worse because they had been fermenting in the...
I don't really think so. Do you hear? Do you hear them in the background?
A little bit. Yeah. It's so faint and I'm so upset that I can't really hear it.
Yeah, you can't really hear them. That's a problem with the... Yeah.
That's Ass Ripper. I recognize that fart anywhere.
Yeah.
I know it even when it's faint. Like it's like the distinct cry of your own baby.
Yeah,
I understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. King Ass Ripper is like a son.
It's
like
a son. Of course. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the Mexican food because I, too, here's my story leading up to the Mexican food is that I was making browns every day, every morning, but they were small. And they weren't girthy, and they weren't really what I'm accustomed to.
Right.
And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? What I normally do is I kind of give myself a little diarrhea. Like, not a lot, just a little to get the system going, get the pipes out, get the pipes cleaned, and then move on. And so what I normally do is I order Thai food, and I'll get, like, a Penang curry or something and put some extra sriracha in there.
Yeah.
So I ate the Thai food and I was like, this is going to be it. Next morning, here it comes. No browns. Like, it was just like a normal brown.
So wait, how constipated were you?
Not constipated. Like, I was making the browns, but they were kind of, is it four when they're a little harder?
No, lower down the scale.
Like a six?
Lower down the scale.
Like a seven?
You got it.
Like a three?
Well, three's still pretty healthy. I mean, one and two are pretty hard.
It wasn't hard, just not a lot came out.
Oh, well.
Like balls, but not a lot. Like, not like pebbles. When they're pebbles, you're just dehydrated, and I wouldn't even dream of being dehydrated. It doesn't even work.
Okay.
So I got the tie, and then I thought, well, surely I got to amp this up. So the next day I had Korean food. That usually does it. The sundubu soup, nothing.
Really?
I'm thinking I got to go Mexican. And that's when we went to a Whole Farts and we got all the stuff for Mexican.
Right.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Next morning.
Big time.
Chocolate City. Brown. Really? Everywhere. And I think it's the salsa. It's actually the salsa that really does it for me.
Interesting.
Every time.
So you didn't have farts during that momtage?
No.
Really?
No. But the next day I felt like, oh, I got to shit pretty hard. And I'd also had, you know, Thai and Korean behind the Mexican. So
F-A-R-T.
Yeah. Still got that one.
That's up, the right? Best. Yeah. That lady. She said F-A-R-T.
F-A-R-T.
What a nerd.
Remember at the, at that national thing though, she was drunk.
Yeah.
She was like fucking.
Yeah.
Like, cursing.
What a hypocrite.
F-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hypocrite.
Yeah. That's really funny. Well, that was something. I mean, I'm glad you were able. But we also discovered something else that we haven't brought up.
What's that? Oh, my God. Finally.
This was like a revelation.
Yeah.
We have.
God damn it. We've
had this. Your friend brought this to our attention.
Sources on the street. Yes.
Yeah. So everybody's always like, oh, my God, I'm dreaming of a Double Five classic. When will it happen?
How can I get one?
Does this count? And there's, you know, I sneezed and I was like, no, of course not.
No.
So a Double Five classic, if you don't know, is an expression I coined. I'm very proud of that. And it's when somebody burps and farts at the same time. It's really quite rare and really a moment to celebrate. And most people go quite some time without experiencing it.
Sometimes years in between mine.
Yeah. I mean, I've met people, you know, whenever I meet somebody and they have the Double Pipe Classic shirt, I go, did you earn it? And some people say yes. And some people will say, no, I haven't. And I go, well,
wow.
Keep believing, you know.
You know what we should do for those who have had one?
Yeah.
We should put like a gold medal. Like a gold star.
A gold star.
And then if you haven't, you just haven't earned your stripes yet.
Really
you haven't earned your star.
A really good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to reproduce
and
that
if,
shirt.
Oh, and if you've had multiples, it'll be like in the military. Like you get your stripes.
Yeah.
Like you're a 5-star general.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe you're.
Imagine having 5 in a lifetime.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
It's really crazy.
You can't do that.
Well, I think I've had 3 or 4. So
oh, stop.
I'm serious.
Now you're just exaggerating.
You've been there for a couple. So anyways, we're talking to one of your sources who I think has her first.
She just had her first.
She has her first and she goes, I think I might know the secret to it. So we stop what we're doing. We put the baby on the ground. Like, what? And she said the key to it all might be to be constipated.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
Think about that for a moment.
I'm pondering it now for a month.
If you're constipated, you have that kind of extra push.
Yeah. No, you have more gas kind of floating around.
Yeah, but you also are like, you're constantly kind of, you know, doing a little extra grunt, right? So maybe in the world of that. So in a way here, and I'm sorry to tell you this, we're going to encourage you to dehydrate yourself. Go ahead and slow down your consumption.
Yeah.
And see if maybe you can get lucky.
Right. Apparently, dehydration is the key to a successful Double Pipe classic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What an interesting revelation.
What a neat story.
I know. I feel like we need a special sound for something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything there?
Not much.
F-A-R-T.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the sound.
Ain't no more left over, bitch.
Oh, boy. What is that?
I still have that.
I'm not a baby.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
That was like that little Dominican guy. Remember? No. He looks like a kid. He was really fired up.
Oh,
I don't know why that's in here? But it is.
Can you turn?
I'm not a baby.
Can you turn that audio up?
That
sounds low to me.
I am a man, nigga.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Once you put that N-word in there.
Yeah.
Ain't no more leftovers, bitch.
That's Thanksgiving. He's telling you there's no more leftovers.
Oh.
Remember?
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Come here, let me tickle your.
I don't like that one.
Well, let's talk about this.
Yeah,
real quick.
Looks good.
My favorite part about this is that this is real. A guy called on the like the 1-800 number for that, you know, the actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan sausages.
Yes.
This is his sausage company.
This is Jeffrey Dean Morgan sausage.
Yeah. And he has a, you know, 800 number where I guess people can leave a message.
Why would you even?
This guy left a long message where he's really upset that they changed the size of the sausages they sell.
Huh. That is a problem.
Randy Taylor. I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your product. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll.
So apparently they changed sizes.
Sounds like it.
So they had 16 going. And then they change to 12, but then they also sell it bigger, but it's bigger than 16. So he's upset because they've eliminated the perfect size for his...
For his needs.
Right.
Now, it sounds like, why doesn't he just get two 12ers?
He doesn't want to do that. He wants to buy 16.
Okay.
Now he's got to spend more money for two 12ers.
Oh, I see. I see.
And you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump, stock girl, and a daughter... who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work.
Couple of dozen? Couple of,
so he's got 24 eggs. Why not do 24 ounces of sausage?
Well, hold on. How many people are we talking about here now?
Right. It was the 13-year-old.
Three grown men?
The fat wife.
Did you say three grown men?
I don't know.
I think you said three men, right?
And you got three men that weigh...
So three guys that are 200 pounds.
What kind of losers are living with him?
The big lady and the girl. That's five people. Yeah, five people have 24 eggs? That's insane.
How many in between? Let's do the math. 5 and a 24. That's like 4.5 each of eggs a day?
No, this is a meal we're talking about.
Right.
Right, so five people. Five people each have three eggs. It's 15.
Right. So he's feeding them almost five eggs per customer. That's a lot.
That's bananas.
Yeah, we don't even go through that much. Jeez.
Why would we go through that? What do you mean we don't even
Well, because I do the grocery shopping, yeah. And we go through a ton of eggs and a ton of bacon.
I know, but it's not like
Baby Jeans, you and myself.
Yeah. But this is more people.
And these are more fat people.
And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the north.
That.
I'm a Texas man.
From the north. From the north.
Jimmy Dean sausage is for southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was specific to an area.
Well, that, what do you say, maple and sage? That,
yeah, I was like, I'm not from the north.
Hey, neither am I. Yeah, I got to tell you.
I don't want that either.
Fuck that shit, too, because I don't like that sage. That's the thing I don't like in American breakfast sausage. I hate it.
All the herbs and I don't like
it. I don't like it. I like it either plain, like what this guy's talking about.
Give it to me raw, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I like a fancy one.
Yeah.
You know who's got a good one is Ralph's.
Good sausage?
Their breakfast sausage. They have it's the kind that they make there.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for you a while back, and I really liked it.
I'm going to try Jeffrey Dean Morgan sausage soon.
Really?
Yeah, I want to try it.
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages.
Yeah, what?
Just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price.
There you go. He's real upset about
Look, if you love your Jeffrey Dean sausages.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan sausages so much, then pay the extra few bucks, right?
Yeah, I agree.
If you're hooked on the flavs, you got to evolve, dude. But what
I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage. Because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
What a threat. Do you think the people at Jeffrey Dean
Morgan
were like, we got to go back to doing it because of this fucking guy?
Maybe. Maybe they heard this one message and they're like,
right.
We got to read it. I always wonder that when people are leaving a message like that.
Of course.
Do you think they're going to say, oh, fucking Roger said to change our size.
Well, if enough Rogers, I guess, leave messages.
Yeah,
then,
that's
you know,
true.
Critical mass.
That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point?
All right. Yeah. Jeez.
And they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid fucked this shit up.
Whoa. I like that he, I actually thought it was that he kept his composure.
Yeah.
It was a good thing.
Yeah.
And then he lost it at the end.
Because I like the severity of it for him. Like, it was a real problem that this guy had to take to the phone lines.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on. All right, we're back. No, I know. The severity of making that
call.
Right,
that it really bothers him so much that he has to find the number and call. I don't think I've ever done that for, like, a product I really enjoyed. I just take it. I'm like, oh, they changed it? Oh, well, I guess they changed it.
People change all the time.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't you just kind of roll with the change?
Of course.
I don't know if I'd take to the phones.
Oh, my Lord. How about, wait, what is he? He ends on this. Let's see if he gets even more mad.
Save money. Fuck, I'm going to eat, goddammit.
Wow.
Fuck, I'm going to eat, goddammit.
But see how there, it is interesting, don't you think, that when you do... When your message changes to that, then they just probably disregard your message.
Well,
they're probably listening to his message.
Right.
Like, oh. And he's like, fucking pussies.
There you go. Then like, you lose credibility.
I think so.
Now, what I've learned about white people complaining, what you do when you're like at spas or nice hotels, and you've taught me this because I used to go the angry route, and sometimes it does work.
Yeah.
But you've taught me that the whiter you go on the way you complain, the more respect you get.
Well, here's what it's about. I learned this, too, and I learned this from doing it the other way. You basically have to complain to the people you're complaining about in the way that they respond to best.
There you go.
So if you're in a high-end place,
right.
you have to complain the way a high-end, like the way they would respond to
it. Right,
right. Which means you have to keep your composure. You can't curse.
Yeah.
You can't get all out. They're not going to respond. What they respond to in like a nice hotel or a nice restaurant is if you complain about, you tell them, I'm really disappointed in my experience and here's why, and you lay it out for them, then that's the language of that world.
Yeah.
So they reply.
They can understand that.
If you're, I don't know, maybe on a shooting range in fucking Arkansas.
And, right.
I don't know if doing that way would, maybe there you got to be like, hey, it's fucking bullshit, man.
And then, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the people at Jeffrey Dean Morgan
sausages,
I don't know if they'd respond to that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, but it is like people respond to their language.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they don't respond enough. Like, remember that time we were in DR and I forget what had they done. Oh, we went on something and they promised it was going to be great and it was terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd been robbed of a day of our vacation.
Sure.
Because they were like, take this tour, and they ended up throwing us on a bus. It was horrible. And it was, the whole thing was disappointing.
That was a real bummer.
And I told the guy, I'm like, hey, man, you stole a day of our vacation.
Yeah,
like, you're supposed to vouch for this thing being a good thing, and it was not. And he was starting to blow me off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, too bad. And I was like, no, not too bad. You fucked up my vacation.
Real upset.
Yeah. And I used fuck and everything, and then we got some free massage.
Oh, well, that was...
And that was the time that I worked to get a little out of line.
That's what Dominicans respond to.
Right.
See? You spoke their language.
There you go. And that's the same place that they had porno in every room.
On Channel 69.
Right. Hardcore pornography.
24/7.
That was the best place.
Playing on a loop.
Yeah, but not every room had it, because the dad boners, the pool.
Yeah, they were like, I saw it like kind of for a second. It was like,
yeah,
it kind of came in and out. And I was like, we have it all the time. And he was like, what?
We did.
Yeah.
That was so ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Ooh, ooh.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Speaking of,
just went out.
You said white complaints, or
yes, how white people complain.
No, yesterday were the Oscars, the ultimate event. And last year, you know, Oscars So White was trending. It was a big thing about not having people of color nominated.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
This year, not only were there black winners, a black bummer won Best Picture.
Right.
You know, that's usually a white category.
Right.
Bummer of the year.
Bummer.
And this year is a black bummer.
Well,
all black cast.
To be fair, it is white people who decide which bummer.
Well, no. So now it's different.
Now black people are just on the...
Well, that was what they did.
The
is
team,
they,
I'm saying. Who decides? Who votes?
The Academy votes. But I'm saying that it used to be...
Right.
Not only, obviously, white people mostly nominated... All the Academy members were mostly old and white.
Oh, so now we switched
now
out the Academy members.
Expanded the Academy.
Great.
People
oh,
of
good.
Color. Yeah, so it's more
okay.
You know, diverse, and a black bummer, there, which is a rare category.
Rare, yeah.
Won Best Picture, Moonlight.
Huh.
We have it, by the way. We should watch it.
I won't watch it.
I want to see it.
Not because it's, you know, I don't want to see a bummer.
A bummer.
I don't want to see it. Yeah. I can't do white bummer, black bummer, Asian bummer.
Kind of,
I don't want to see
I'm
any
kind
bummer.
Of over white bummers. I'd like to see the black bummer like this.
I don't.
That guy's a really good actor too. I like him. He's okay. He's on House of Farts.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
He won
Remy.
Remy.
I can't believe I remembered a name. Yeah,
he won,
Remy. He's
he
great.
Won best actor.
He's got a great
no, best
face.
Supporting actor.
Yeah. He's a very
yes.
His face is good to watch.
Yeah.
Now, what is this one about? Is are
the
we
black
talking
bummer?
Cancer?
No,
are we
this
doing...
is gay. Black in like what it's like to this is what I've heard gay black in inner city Miami. So in
Oof.
Other words, like in a
oh,
place
boy.
Where like that shit's not celebrated, like the you know the,
right.
the struggle of that.
Okay, what era? 80s, you say?
No, I didn't say era. I don't know. I think it's contemporary
now.
You know? Yeah, I think so.
Well, Miami, you're saying?
Yeah, it takes place in Miami.
Now you were saying that in Miami they teach them how to give blowjobs.
I'm sorry?
But weren't you saying this, that they have sex much earlier?
Yeah, they do. It's
the
very
common. Puerto Rican?
Well, just the children. But no, I have, you know, I grew up a couple hours, and I say this, people all the time are like, you say you grew up in like all these places. Yeah, I grew up in a bunch of places.
Yeah, you moved around a lot.
When I lived for a few years, and most of my high school years were in a few hours north of Miami, and... I've, you know, some friends from down there, live down there, and they said they were overly sexualized at a much younger age.
Right.
Because culturally, it was just more...
Hey, mommy.
Yeah, it's come a super
give me
Latin,
sucks.
Hypersexual...
Hypersexual.
Culture.
It is hypersexual.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
remember...
I think that's the Latin influence, to be honest.
That's Latin. Well, that's Puerto Rico. I'll tell you
I mean,
why.
Not just Puerto
well,
Rico.
Well, some of it, because when we went to Puerto Rico, remember, we were
yeah.
we just went on a cruise.
The Dominicans, by the way, are way more sexual.
Way over-sexed, too.
Yes.
But in Puerto Rico, I was like... Remember, we docked, and I was like, I'm finally here. It's my motherland. And I was so excited to finally
yeah.
soak in my culture, my people. And we went to like just the souvenir shops right off the boat docking area.
Yeah.
And every towel was like naked chick, naked guy,
it's
naked
a very,
guy and chick on top of each other.
So it's like, super what? Sexual culture and
so hypersexual.
Yeah. I'll tell you this in, I talked to a former pro baseball player and he said, this is an open secret in
uh-huh.
baseball. Baseball has a huge Latin professional.
A lot of Dominicans, right?
Has a huge Latin population.
Okay.
The Dominicans specifically within Major League Baseball, like the pro baseball league in America.
Yeah.
They, he said, 99% of the time shower separately from the rest of the players. And it's, it is a regular practice. It is known amongst Major League players that you don't shower with the Dominicans. The Dominicans shower by themselves. And the reason is because they get overtly sexual to the point. But, like, it's cool.
With each other. They're, but like, dick slaps. Not,
but dick slaps where they think it's normal and nobody else does.
Oh,
and,
funny.
Like, slapping their dicks against each other's asses. And he said it's hilarious. 100% accepted thing.
Uh-huh.
And they know that those guys aren't gay. Nobody else is cool with their shower behavior. So they let them, they said that he said like they all shower. This is like a guy who went into detail about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to say his name, but he told me, you know, he was in the league for 10 seasons or, you know, and he played on a few different teams. He said every team the same way.
How
Dominicans
funny.
Are showering, everybody else showers.
Hey, so, at least they know what they like, you
very
know.
Very sexual.
I have cum all over my face.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
So wait, are you, so... My point being, though, if Miami is so open sexually, I'm wondering why this boy, the story of...
Well, the story specifically is of, like, I believe it's, like, of maybe, like, Liberty City, really inner, like, hardcore black
right.
Miami.
Right, right.
Where, you know, it's
homophobic.
Less, yeah, more homophobic, less accepted that to be, like, a young gay black guy. So, I mean, but look, it just won... Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay, or Best Adapted
Best
Screenplay.
Black Bummer.
Best Black Bummer of the year.
I am glad that La La Land did not win just
Why?
Because, well, I hate musicals.
I know.
I fucking hate them. And I wanted to see that movie.
I watched a minute and 12 seconds of the movie
right.
on the plane yesterday.
Right. Oh, you did.
Days.
And?
It opens at a traffic jam and a car is like on, what's it called? One of those, you know... Where they a moving shot where it's like it's going past all the cars and it stops at this one car with this girl's like over it, you know,
traffic. Oh,
she
LA.
Turns to the camera and she's like, "There is something happening now." And she gets out of the car and a musical starts and I go exit. And I watch, that's how much I watch. And I won't watch it. I have no interest.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. You know how much I love my Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's in that.
I love him and I love Emma. What's her tits? What's her name? Emma Watson. I don't fucking know her name.
Emma.
Whatever. I really dig her.
She won.
Oh, she did?
She won.
She's fantastic. And I like the two of them together. And I won't go see the movie because the people singing dialogue to me, it is not appealing. It makes me crazy to watch musicals.
Yeah.
The only music movie I like is the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Connection song. You know, that's because it's the Muppets. Like, I have no tolerance. God, yeah. It's so fucking boring. I liked Cats growing up. My mom took me to see Cats. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Well, that's because they're all in cat outfits and they're pretending
I
to
saw
be
the
singing
Nutcracker.
Cats. Oh, that's fucking boring too.
I saw that
God
a few
damn
times.
It, that is boring.
I'm just not into them.
I'm not cultured that way either. My parents forced me to a lot.
Yeah.
Like Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking boring too.
No, I don't want to see any of them.
I know, but we have to pretend that we're cultured people. We have to take our son to pretend like we're cultured, don't we?
No.
My parents did.
No.
They're Europeans. I had to like learn all
I'll
culture.
Do things like, do you really want to go? Like that. I'll just look at them and kind of furrow the brow. Are you sure you want to go to that? You don't want to go to a Laker game? Maybe more fun?
But we got to teach him that the stuff exists, right? I mean,
well,
is that your job?
Yeah, but I'll be like, I'll put a DVD on and be like, doesn't that look terrible? I'll try to encourage that thought, you know?
Because it is hard for a kid to watch that. My parents used to take me and I was so bored.
Oh, yeah.
We went every year to see the Nutcracker and I fucking hated it.
I don't want to.
I still don't want to sit through it.
No, I don't want
I mean, it's
it.
Fucking boring. I'm not a ballet fan.
I want to do this before I forget. I have some added dates, Gene.
Oh, okay, Gene.
So let me pull this
My
up.
Back hurts in this fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
I have some big added shows coming up. So I figured I would let you know. I'm going to next week I'm going to Bethlehem, the Sands Casino, Bethlehem, PA.
Oh, in Israel?
In Israel. And then Foxwoods on the 10th.
Comedy Club, Restaurant, and Casino.
Foxwoods Comedy Club, Resort, and Casino. But I'm at the Foxwoods Theater. One show, one night. Then Boston for three shows. The following week, Green Bay, Royal Oak, and Chicago. That's the big add-on for me right now, is that I added Chicago March 19th. If you live there, you have, I guess, around 3 weeks to get those tickets. But that show is moving. That's the only added show for that. Washington, D.C., I sold out 7 shows. So I added an 8th. So that 8th show is on the 26th. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I added a 10 p.m. show on April 6th. The other one is gone. Burlington, Vermont. I added the early show, April 8th. Seattle, Meat Rattle, Washington. I added a late show on Friday the 14th. That is on sale. Dallas, Texas sold out the House of Blues. So I'm adding the House of Blues in Dallas. Tickets go on sale this Friday. That'll be the late show in Dallas, 420, bro.
Whoa, are you going to get super high?
Super high. And then I added 2 more shows. May 12th, Eugene, Oregon, go Ducks. I'm going to do a show at the McDonald Theater. And then May 13th, if you're in Portland and you didn't get your tickets back when I announced those April shows, this is an added show for Portland, Oregon. So I'm excited about all those. They're all at TomSegura.com. Check them out when you get a chance. Gene?
Portland. April 13th through 15th, I'm at the Brea Improv down here in Brea, California. Very exciting. April 28th through 29th, Sacramento at the Punchline. May 4th through 5th, Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, Jew Dork Titties, Gotham Comedy Club. I'm excited for that one. I've never done New York City proper. I've only done Brooklyn.
You've never done it?
No.
Gotham's really nice.
I know. I can't
really
wait.
Really nice club, though.
I've only done Suck My Juice. I've done, like, you know, everywhere else but New York City. June 1st through 3rd, Denver at the Denver Comedy Works downtown. I'm excited about that one, too. I've never done that. Yeah. June 16th and 17th, Man Francisco at the Punchline Comedy
Club. That's going to be nuts.
It's going to be off the chain. My birthday is June 18th.
Yeah.
So, who gives a shit? Can you plug this in?
Yeah.
It's fucking dying. My battery is messed up on my iPhone. It keeps... the charge doesn't keep... Oh, listen to That's Deep, bro. Last week, I interviewed an actual non-binary person. They called in. Yeah. Their name was Freddie.
Yeah.
And we talked about that.
It's exciting.
It's super cool. It's a
fun show. You feel like you learned something?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did. I did.
I'm going to teach you something right now.
Oh, fuck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it hard to be fresh if you don't have money, or can you still pull it off?
See, when I had no money, I still had sauce.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't got no sauce, then you're lost.
That's what's up.
You understand that?
If you don't got no sauce, then you're lost.
But you can also get lost in the sauce.
You can get lost. How you get lost in the sauce?
A bitch gonna get lost in the sauce, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man.
I don't know. I lost it.
I'm sprinkling the sauce, dropping sauce every street, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I dig it.
Overdose of sauce. No meat, just sauce.
When you're born, can you be born with sauce, or do you acquire sauce?
No, you can't born with sauce.
You get sauce from...
How you gonna be born with seasoning? You gotta get seasoned. I wasn't born without the sauce.
Hell yeah.
I had to acquire this sauce.
So, you know what's going on there?
No, but I think it's my favorite conversation I've ever heard.
It's pretty great.
I love that guy so much.
You know who he is?
No.
You don't know who that is?
No clue, but I like him a lot.
That's Gucci Mane.
Oh, it's Gucci Mane.
Now, that's before he lost a bunch of weight. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's an old clip. He looks way different now. You want
to
see?
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Okay.
Now, Gucci Mane, what does he sing?
What does he sing? He sings God Bless America.
Uh-huh.
And,
but what's the song I would know? Because I know you like Gucci Mane.
Any of them. 100%.
How dare you? I'm very cool. I'm a Midwestern mom.
Let me show you.
Moms know everything. Cool.
So this is him right now. Right here.
Oh, he looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he has such good teeth.
Yeah.
God damn, look at those teeth. They're perfect.
He lost a bunch of weight.
He looks great. No.
Prison. He went to prison.
And, that'll do it.
But he's actually, and he got like off the lean.
Yeah, so, ripped.
Yeah. So this is kind of like when that video was, you know? You can see he's definitely chubbier.
He's got his... He put too much sauce on there stuff. That's the problem. That's big.
And then there's weight loss. Yeah, here's pre-prison.
Okay, so yeah, he's a little filled out. His face is filled out. Yeah, you can
see filled out.
Yeah.
And then out of prison.
Wow. That's a prison diet. Looks good, son. Yeah,
looks good. Looks good. This is good.
He looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking trap god doing his thing. Yeah, I mean, you can see. Look.
Yeah. Damn, dude. You got to go to prison.
I don't know if you have to, but yeah, it definitely worked for him. His
damn,
yeah, he's definitely got
good for him. I like the sauce.
Yeah,
I wish I could. I'd have to listen to that and really break it down to understand it.
Well, that's what we do on
the
show.
Do the premise,
yeah,
and then in philosophy, you have your premise and then your A and B's, prepositions.
So this is him now.
Your syllogisms.
This is his Instagram. You can see, right? Always wearing,
looks good.
Yeah. Like he likes his clothes. This is his lady.
Oh, okay.
They're getting married.
No shit.
Yeah. She stuck with him when he was in prison.
That's a real bitch.
There you go. I think that's what he would say too.
See? Yeah. Oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
Wow. They look good. They look good together. I like these two.
Yeah.
What, do you know her name?
I forget it. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember her name, but
I like it, dude.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
You like Gooch, huh?
I think I do.
He loves the Falcons.
I like that she was ride or die like that.
Yeah,
I respect
cool.
that.
Him and his girl. What's his name? Oh, here she is. Keisha.
They're cute. Oh, they're cute together, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Keisha.
Keisha Kaur. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they look cute.
Yeah.
They're a good couple.
They are, man. They remind me a lot of us.
Now, I'm not going to find out that he, like, beats her or something, right?
I don't know.
I don't want to know that shit. What was he in jail for?
Oh, no. It was, like, weapons, drugs.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. As long as he doesn't
hit
her.
Multiple, like, parole violations and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. So
still fuck with Keisha. Can I have some of your soda, please?
God damn it.
Just
you
a
have
sip.
Some.
Yeah, but it's flat now. Let me have yours. Jesus. I like your soda. Don't you
Why?
Get it? Because yours tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Keisha.
Yeah.
Overdose of sauce.
Yeah. It's Felicia.
So you understand what kind of what's going on there?
Is sauce mean coolness?
Well, I think, you know, better way to say it would probably be that it's confidence.
Spice. Right, yeah. Right. Confidence. Yeah. Like, he's like, you're not born with that shit. Like, life has to kind of season you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Some kids are born with swag.
You acquire that sauce.
You acquire that sauce, yeah.
He said, how you can be born with seasoning? He definitely said that.
One way of
that.
Saying it.
No meat, just sauce.
No meat, when just
you're
sauce.
Born, can you be born with sauce, or do you? Or do you
no, what an earnest question.
You get.
No,
you can't be born with sauce, man.
You get sauce from.
How you gonna be born with seasoning?
God, he looks seasoning. Dude, Gucci Mane looks so different now. Now that you pointed that out, I would not recognize that dude if you showed me that picture before.
No.
Dude, he looks so much better now.
Way better.
Yeah.
He's also like I said, he's kind of off of like every night smoking blunts, drinking.
Yeah.
You know,
because his face is puffy from all that.
Yeah. He's getting fucked up and is.
Yeah.
He's probably not sleeping.
He's
well.
He's all fucking faded, huh?
Well, yeah. I think he lost like 60 or 80
Damn,
pounds.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. Now, do you think black people go nuts for black bummer movies? Or is it just white people that go nuts for all bummer movies?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, I really wonder, is that appeal to who's the audience besides white people that really dig bummer?
I guess all people love a good bummer, you know, to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that crosses all all races.
Not like to be bummed out at the movies.
Some people, I mean, that's just a type of person, regardless. I mean, yeah. You're right in that it's, I feel like you do see a lot of white people celebrating the bummer.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. When I say white bummer, I mean that it's generally the industry made of white people who love to applaud the bummer movie, as opposed to the, like, you know, the Rob Reiner film.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or
I do get, I'm upset. I get bummed out that we don't see a comedy celebrated amongst ever.
Yeah.
Best screenplay.
Yes.
I mean, a few, I guess, have been screenplays, but best picture, best actors, they never give them to comedic performances.
Comics, yeah.
And the part that obsessed me the most about that, and I know it's been said before, but it's very true, is that a lot of times these iconic comedic performances can only be done by that one person. Whereas
right.
The dramatic role, there's like 10 guys that could play that role. There's right, 10 girls right. that could play that dramatic role. But right. how many people can play Eddie Murphy in fucking
right,
even that
right.
ridiculous movie? What is it? Where he plays all the characters, but no one else can do that.
Nobody else.
So
yeah.
why isn't
yeah.
that celebrated?
I don't, it's a huge talent.
Jim Carrey in basically right. anything.
Amaze.
It's just him.
Amaze. Ace Ventura.
No one else could do that.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is one of the funniest fucking movies. I love that movie.
It is one of the funniest movies, and no one else could play that role.
Nobody could come close, yeah.
And if you were to suggest that he get an award for that, people would be like, oh, you're out of your fucking
yeah,
mind.
But if you put him in a movie where he has cancer and dies
then,
and
yes.
is a bummer.
Yes.
Now, oh, let's yeah. give him a fucking award.
Like they gave,
so stupid.
They nominated Bill Murray for Lost in Translation, which is a great movie
right.
and a great role. But I think you could nominate him for 10 other roles.
I think it comes down to the people don't have respect for comedy.
That's the whole thing.
And
it's
they
the
don't
same
realize.
Stand up. Like,
oh,
stand ups are like the
it.
Clowns of the entertainment
world. We're the dog shit of the entertainment
yeah.
world. But we're also the fucking Marine Corps of
yeah.
entertainment.
We're fucking writing it.
Hardcore.
We're performing it.
Yeah.
Traveling
yes.
with it. Alone.
Yes, motherfuckers.
As soon as you see like an improv show
oh,
or a play.
Please.
And or even like acts where there's two people on stage. You're like, you have somebody else to bounce. Like, you're
yeah.
not up there alone.
Yeah.
When you're alone, it's a totally different thing. A guitar.
Yeah.
Another like thing.
Prop.
Yeah. It's something that you can kind of put off.
Oh, yeah.
All of what's going on. It's like, it's all of a sudden you have support.
Right.
You have this thing that can play as
right.
you're doing it. It's not that it's not a skill or a talent, because it is. But when you're alone with a microphone, it's way more, you're way more vulnerable.
You're way more vulnerable. It's all on you. You can't blame anybody.
Yeah.
It is the fucking Marine Corps of entertainment, and we don't get the respect. And by the way, a comedy actor can do a serious role, but not vice versa.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. It's very hard for a serious actor to do comedy. Now, there's like your De Niro's,
yeah.
who can get away. I think De Niro's funny. Isn't he like in
no.
Meet the Fockers and the Parent?
Yeah, he's good
thing?
In that. I mean, I think part of that is that material's really good.
Yeah.
That particular one. I don't think he's actually a funny guy. I think he's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're
material.
Right. Maybe he's not so funny. I'm trying to think of who's a great, who can do both.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Jim Carrey did Man on the Moon. Remember when he
can do both.
He did Kaufman,
sure.
yeah.
Robin Williams can do both.
Yes, he was great at doing both, actually.
He was a great dramatic actor. Eddie Murphy's
yeah.
actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I think he did get nominated when he played that dramatic role in the, what was the, it was like about Motown or something. He played a part in that. It got nominated for something. Didn't
that
win.
Guy's so fucking talented.
Yeah.
It's now, ridiculous.
Now he's just doing like music and shit.
Yeah, you know, he made his money and he had a family.
But he did do a movie. He did
life.
A movie last year.
Yeah.
But it was more serious, like it was
yeah.
a drama.
He's fucking talent, that guy. God,
yeah,
god damn it.
Or yeah, like Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
super talented. He
so
got,
talented.
He got it. He won an Oscar for playing a serious role, though.
Only serious.
They won't give it to you for a comedic role,
which is so silly. I don't understand
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. You know what? White Bummer didn't make it. Did or maybe it did? I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
was the one that we saw The Arrival, the one in the future and the aliens.
I think they got nominated.
Oh, yeah, that was yeah. a good one.
Yeah. Let's see.
That was a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah. Well, it's not. Well, no, this drops tomorrow, right? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When does this episode drop?
Tomorrow
next
night?
Week.
No, tomorrow night.
Oh, so we can still talk about Oscar shit.
We've been talking about Oscar shit.
No, I know, but I'm saying, do we keep talking about it, or are people going to be sick of this by the time this drops? That's what I'm thinking.
But, I mean, we're already into it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
How am I hateful?
I just don't understand.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
We're going for a romantic getaway tomorrow night.
Arrival was nominated.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Not bummery enough, though.
Yeah.
They had death in it, but not enough. Was there cancer?
But she didn't get a nomination for that role, though. For Arrival.
Okay. Same. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well. And that girl's name is Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah. I like her on Sesame Street too. She did Balance. That was her thing. It was cute. Mm-hmm. It's the letter of the day. Clap, clap. It's a letter.
It's a letter. It's the letter of the day. That's from Gucci Mane's new album.
I would love if he did Sesame Street.
He probably will.
I can't wait.
He probably will. Yeah.
I wish they would have us on Sesame Street. That would be like the dream. They're like, now from your mom's house podcast, everybody pull your jeans up. And then we light Grover's fart. And then that's our scene.
Do you think that'd be a fun thing to do?
F is for fart. Yeah, they totally would let us.
I don't think they would. Mm, no. I don't think they would.
Maybe we put the call out there. There's a fan that works on Sesame Street. Let us know.
I would love to do Sesame Street.
So would I. Are you kidding? I don't give a fuck about anything, but I would love to do Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street would be amazing.
The shit.
Probably have a little bit of a window where it could happen in, where like your son can still see it.
Oh, it's so cool. Maybe, could you imagine?
Maybe 5 years. Can you imagine he's watching?
Cool.
He's like, sees you like, hey guys.
Yeah.
That's right. The word of the day.
Yeah, I want to do the word of the day.
Stinky.
Yeah. I want to do the word of the day. I like it all. I want to count something with a count. That'd be rad. Because we're talking about today how the count is like OG Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I love the count. I love Snuffleupagus.
Mm-hmm.
But Oscar the Grouch by far is the funniest character on Sesame Street. His shit's so funny. He tells kids to scram all the time. It's the best.
It's great.
Now scram.
Scram.
It's so funny.
It's great.
And he's always making people miserable.
Yeah.
Above the sandstone in the shale, the neutron log reads a too high porosity of about 40 to 45% as it responds to the high water content of the shales.
Uh-huh.
From here to here, the neutron curve falls back to about 30 porosity units, while the density curve remains at about 15%. Indicating relatively less shale. The zone is interpreted to be a silty shale or possibly a limey shale.
This is really boring.
Yeah,
the top of the sand body is indicated at a depth of 12,000.
There's not even a human to look at, just a chart.
By the abrupt decrease in the gamma ray reading.
Shit, gamma rays. Shit. That's how you know it's bad. There's not even a person.
A thin 2-foot interval of porosity is shown at the top of the sand.
Oh, my God.
Where the porosity curves average about 23% porosity.
This is what it felt like, by the way, for
then
me.
Then just below a thin, low porosity class. Bed.
Yeah, me too.
Every curves exhibit a marked reversal.
And I see these, and I'm like, people follow this right now? I can't follow
it. Or chemistry. I took chemistry for like a week in high school. This is what chemistry sounded like to me.
Yeah.
I didn't understand any of that
shit.
It's
so bad.
God damn. Yeah. Hey, so a guy wrote in about sinkholes. Were you reading it?
Yeah. Did you
email I texted it to you. It's on your phone. My phone's dead. Sinkholes, it's a real deal, dude. Yeah. We got into it last week. And
holy shit. You know what just came out over the news right now? That Elon Musk, SpaceX, Tesla CEO, they're going to send two tourists to the moon next year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I definitely would not want that first ride, would you? Fuck that.
Fuck no. But I think it'll be fun to hear the moon landing deniers.
Crazy.
The flat earth people start talking more.
Yeah.
So.
It's a letter of the
what
day.
What this guy said?
Clap,
okay.
Clap. It's a letter of
so
the day.
So Adam wrote in, hi, Gene. On the topic of sinkholes, my house is half a mile from one here in Michigan. It opened up last month and swallowed a house. Repairs will take 2 years with the major road closed and the entire neighborhood smells like sewage every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day I'm hustling.
How horrible is that?
Horrible. Horrible. That's real.
People, yeah, and there's nothing you can do.
Nothing, and it comes out of the blue. It's not like there's an alarm.
You can't call the city and be like, I demand. And they're like, the earth opened up.
Do we have insurance for that? Like, is that part of your house insurance? Is sinkhole insurance?
That's a good question. I want to put that one out.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. What did we not cover? Constipation equals farts equals double pipe classic. Your fart story. Uh-huh. Let's see. I tried giving myself diarrhea. Check.
Oh, I didn't also.
Oh, I've got a story. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, I should say, I was in Canada and I had a great time. I was in Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. And in Calgary, I hung out with your old buddy.
From Road Rules, yeah. Shane.
Shane, his lovely wife.
Christy.
And their sister-in-law. And I had a great time there. And then Vancouver was bananas at the Vogue. And, you know, one of the things that was so cool was, like, there's all these over 1,000 people there. And then they're coming up to me and they're telling me how much fun they had. But they're also saying that, like, they watched, they're like, I'm watching the lighting guy.
Yeah.
And the sound guy.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, how everybody kind of works together. And they're, you know, they're tweeting me that they're enjoying that. And I was like, oh, they're like, you know, those guys are as much of a part of the show as Tom
is. If not more.
Yeah. Like, even Tom, he's out there, but he's just one element of what's going on. It's such a cool thing, you know, that, like, everybody was just like, oh, man, this whole show is such an awesome, neat thing. And I just love, you know, just love all the components. Because really, those guys, yeah, they're just as important as Tom is.
If not more. And yeah, without those guys, there's no you, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm just so thankful for the lighting guys and those great, you know, they're the real stars, Tom, mm-hmm, not you.
Even the guys that load in, you know,
yeah,
they're just so important.
Yeah, the guys that clean up after. And
even like when I get off and they don't say anything to me about the show, I still go, wow, you're so cool and important.
Can I tell you what that is? Hmm. I feel like Garth, that whole thing of like, they're the stars too. Like, no, they're not.
No,
no, they're not. And here's, I'm not saying that they're not important. Not everybody wants to be at the front of the line, right, or in front of the audience. Some people enjoy being behind the scenes. And that's okay. And that's what they want.
They assume, people assume that a guy like that assumes everyone wants to be out there.
Right. Yeah. He's assuming that he is better than them.
Yeah.
And he's trying to elevate them.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't look like a turd. But it's like, dude, maybe they want to be behind.
He's
maybe
such
the
a
fucking
big phony.
Maybe the lighting guy doesn't want people watching him.
Yeah.
Have you thought of that? Like, probably, and of course they know they're good at their job because they're doing
it. I was in Edmonton at the same time as him.
Oh my God. Did you guys know?
I was dying. I sent him a tweet hoping that I would run into him. He did 9 Rogers Arena shows.
Bananas.
So he sold
bananas
180,000 tickets.
So
you
crazy.
Know how crazy that was to them? So you know if you go to, like, for instance, Staples Center, and you look on the ceiling, they have banners of championships, so it'll say, you know, 2002 mm-hmm. Lakers NBA World Champions.
Right.
So in Edmonton at Rogers Arena, they have Oilers, you know.
The Edmonton Oilers. My dad liked them.
So
I remember watching hockey.
Has championship banners.
Right.
They added, while he was there, a Garth Brooks banner that says 9 sold out shows.
Bananas.
With G in the circle.
G and T. G.
Yeah.
You know what?
And it happened while I was there.
How
I feel like that's
special.
You know.
Well, you and I are the Garth and Trish of the podcasting world.
TNC.
The comedy world.
The TNC.
TNC.
Yeah.
Love T, love C.
Love G and T. And now it's TNC.
Welcome to Studio G.
Yeah. Happy birthday. He goes, happy birthday to G.
To G. His alter ego.
Yeah.
Trish, really, I think he should start paying attention to Trish.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's packed on the pounds in a really short time.
Wow.
Well, no, not that we all don't at some time, but I think it happened fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Trish is okay.
Maybe she's
depressed or sick or like what's going on?
Hmm.
I need some answers. And if you guys could ask him on the next Studio G.
Hey, what's up with her weight gain? Yeah.
Why is Trish so fat? Guys, what's going on? She's a pretty looking girl.
She's pretty. Why is Trish so fat?
Guys, why is Trish fat?
How come Trish looks like Bert? Phrase it that way.
Yeah. Poor Trish. She is a very beautiful woman. I just don't know what's going on with her.
I
hope she's okay.
When
I just want to thank the grips and the lighting cream.
Happy birthday to G.
G.
Happy birthday to G.
G.
She's such a
I'm going to start doing that.
Now, a lot of people tweeted me his alter ego when he did that. And we've already covered that on the show.
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines is his. Yeah, see, that's the mental illness I'm talking about.
That's weird.
It's
pretty cool, man. And it's neat.
But that's what I'm talking about. That weird.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know what? maybe it's just the pressure of the country audience that you have to be down to earth and real.
You're always talking about that.
I am, because I learned this listening to country music people talk about it before. Yeah. Like, I forget where it was from, but Dolly Parton's the kind, like, she'll let people sleep in her backyard and stuff just so that she's not seen as mean. That's a big deal in the country community. If you're seen as uppity or mean or snobby, forget it. Your career is dead. That's why this guy's got to be like, 5 million tickets sold. Thank you. This is because of you. This is because of you. You made me. You, like, he's like, please fucking, you know, don't let my asshole personality come out. Cause if it does, I'm screwed. Like, if I'm a fucking douchebag, it's out. Yeah. It's over. So I think he's really making a plea to these fools.
You got this. You.
Have you seen that? There's a video of him I found. I think it was on Twitter where he's like, 5 million tickets sold. It's all because of you guys. You did this. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Why don't you do videos?
Why aren't you thanking your fans?
I'm going.
You should count the tickets and then thank them profusely at every.
You guys did it. Well, I already told him, like, you know, I know that they love all the whole show, every aspect is so exciting.
I wish you would start bringing your manager on your social media and your agent. This is my agent. He books all the stuff.
Agent Jeans is coming over.
That's right. He is.
So maybe I'll do a video with him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he's my agent too now.
I know.
So
yeah,
we got to thank him so much.
So I got an email. Somebody wrote in. They said, what the fuck? Why do you keep saying amaze and excite instead of amazing and exciting? And I guess, you know, it's probably a newer listener.
Yeah, probably.
Realize that Kim Ann.
And my asshole.
Yeah. She is the reason that we do that. And in this old video we played where interviewed her, she spoke like that. What is amaze?
And what is amaze? And she has a very bizarre cadence.
Someone sent in a new video.
What is amazing.
Of her.
And I had two gentlemen.
Yeah.
With long, hard, how'd you say, cock?
Yeah.
That's what she does, right?
Yeah. So this two is a gentlemen. Do you want to hear? I can't play the video. Well, probably, but do you want
to
hear?
Video? I'm curious to see what she's up to. How is our grandma, Kim Ann?
She's on 60 plus MILFs.
60
plus MILFs.
It's 60 press.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
60 press MILF. Huh. Sweet little grandma, Kim Ann.
Wow.
Oh. I know you.
You know, you can see it on your monitor.
Well, he'll blur this shot. One. I'll try to help. I'll help for this.
Here, this yeah, so go ahead.
A heart. Hit that spot. I'd like to share with you ancient sex.
Oh. Why does she say it like that? I like to share with you.
Ancient sex.
Is it
sex secrets?
Frankenbited together? Or?
You can see what this guy is doing to her.
Though. I've seen.
Oh, you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
With the hand behind the head?
Yes.
Pretty aggressive.
I'll tell you what. For Kim Ann, we make fun of her. This bitch's body is better than a lot of 20-year-old girls see now.
She's in shape.
She looks amazing.
And she's like, she's getting fucked by a wildebeest right now.
Yeah.
And she's taking it.
Taking it.
She's a real strong performer.
We're a strong performer.
Yeah.
65.
So, baby, we always fuck hard, aren't we?
We always fuck hard, aren't we?
Sex.
Oh, so deep, baby.
We always fuck hard, aren't we?
Oh, you can't come.
I don't want you to ejaculate.
What?
She said, I don't want you to ejaculate.
Oh, okay.
So she's telling him to keep it in.
Okay. Okay. Sure, that's a thing, I guess.
Don't stop now. Yeah, you can come.
Right. There you go. Porno music is so specific.
I guess they have like one guy.
Yeah.
One guy who does all the music.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think that they know that for our show we prefer them to do it without the music.
Right.
Can you guys redo this trailer?
Well, I'm glad to see that Kim Ann's working again.
I didn't know she stopped.
Yeah, we just haven't seen her work lately, but I'm really excited about that.
It is excite. It is excite. It is amaze. Yeah, this guy was like, what the fuck is that? Why do you say it like that?
We don't say it that way. It's not our fault. It's Kim Ann's fault.
Yeah.
And what we do it, aren't we?
I have a dad boner.
Oh, yes.
Crossing a bridge? That's all I know about this. I haven't seen it.
I'm so excited. I love these so much.
All right, here we go. First time going over the new bridge.
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting for this for over 3 years.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, super excited.
What the fuck,
man? He sounds so sweet.
I know. To drive over a bridge.
Dude, this guy's stoked about a bridge?
3 years?
That's a long time.
Oh, South Saskatchewan River.
There you go.
Here we go.
Canadian. That's why.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah! All right! Woo-hoo! Woo! Look at the river! Look at the river!
It's dark out.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't see it, but there's a river! Oh my god, yeah! Woo! Oh my god, it was everything I dreamed of! Oh! Yeah!
Serious? Seems like he might be mocking someone who does this.
No, that this sounded real? Legitimate.
God.
Maybe he worked on the bridge.
Oh, I want to do it again. How do I get if I want to do it again?
No, that's real.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, yeah. Woohoo. Sweet.
Woo. What do you think? Oh. I mean, this obviously the guy doesn't have a lot going on in his life. Is that the only factor?
Sweet, but that's a real dad word. Is sweet? That's like jam.
I don't think I'll ever get this excited about driving over a bridge.
No,
or no. Seeing a fucking solstice or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are out of their minds.
You mean a solar eclipse?
Whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he must be a bridge enthusiast, much like the train enthusiast.
That guy was really out of his mind.
That guy was super stoked about that.
I posted a video where I acted like the train.
Yeah, I know.
The foamer.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were like, where'd you find this? One guy was like, am I crazy? Does this guy actually sound like you? You know? Because I did it like
right
through my voice a little bit.
Off screen.
Can't believe that people didn't know.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's been like involved in the building of the bridge or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he's just been watching it for 3 years being constructed.
But I mean, would you be that excited to drive on it if you saw that being constructed?
Look, I don't know where in Canada.
Look at the river! Look at the river!
Come on.
I don't know where in Canada this guy lives. Maybe it's a real remote part. Maybe
oh my god, it was everything I dreamed of.
That's for a bridge. Driving on a bridge.
Oh my god, yeah! Woo!
It's a lot of rural parts of Canada, you know?
Okay. Well, obviously, the dad boner level of excite is off the charts there. And dad boners being excited has something that we really have been excited about here. So we had Blue Band throw together.
Blow Band, that could be his porn name.
That could be his porn name. Blow Band threw together a supercut of dad boners.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Getting excited.
I'm excited about this.
Here we go.
Oh, yes. 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 We got it, baby. We got it.
I hear him. Look at it. Oh, my God.
Holy cow, I was right. That is awesome.
Holy shit! Oh my god, they're running from home. Oh my god!
It's so out here early morning. Look at the meadow. Oh! Again! That's a twofer! We've been slipping along here. Just glassing.
Totality! Oh my god, look at those streamers. Look at the crumbs. It's all prominences.
Listen to that! Oh my god, we're just glassing these huge meadows. That's a three! You gotta be kidding me!
Look at that! Dorada! Totality!
Let's glass.
I just shit myself.
We came up here. We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow.
Blue Band. Great job. That was outstanding. Thank you.
That was amazing.
God, that was so good.
I guess, you know, it does feel good to hear dad boners get that excited.
It does.
Right? I mean, it's nice.
It lifts your spirits.
It does.
It lifted my spirits.
You know what I think it is? It is childlike enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And the thing that's rare about that is that you're seeing it in adult. Most adults
you lose
don't
it.
Ever have that level. And that's the nice part about
it. And I think, Tom, the charm of our show is we celebrate all things childlike.
Yeah.
The burping, the
farting. We also mock it, but we also celebrate it. Yes. Yes, we mock the burping. Well, we mock the excitement. We want to make them insecure and never do it again.
Right,
but we also are taking a moment to say it's nice.
Right. We also want to strip them of their joy. Yes. But that I genuinely get a thrill from the dad boner.
What were you saying about the pussy period stuff? Didn't you say something about that before the show?
Yeah, so I was telling you the other day about these period panties you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have to wear a tampon or a pad.
Yeah.
And you just put on these panties and they absorb all the blood. Like you free ball on your period. And
well, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think I feel like it's fucking nasty. It sounds nasty.
So when
shit.
You just throw away your underwear?
You don't throw them away. So I guess the premise is these panties can absorb all the blood.
Yeah.
Like two tampons worth. And then you just wash the panties. But then like, do you just throw the panties in your washer? Isn't that
That's what I'm asking.
Nasty? Like,
you know what else you could do? You could wear nothing.
No! Ah!
So, why don't you explain what we're seeing?
I don't want to.
It's a lady doing yoga on her period with nothing.
No, she's wearing white.
Yeah, wearing white.
White yoga pants, and her period is just floating out.
She's really good at yoga.
She's really fit.
Yeah. Wow.
But she's just letting her blood go everywhere on the white pants.
Yeah. Well, her whole thing is like, why should I feel bad about this?
You shouldn't feel bad, but you should. It's just a hygiene. I think it's unhygienic to just.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe just.
I think it kind of ruined the mood in here for a moment. Yeah. That definitely made me uncomfortable.
Well, look, the thing is, it is natural.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be ashamed of it. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think you should try to be hygienic about it. That just probably doesn't feel very good either, to just have your blood kind of, you're just sitting in your blood, you know?
Sure.
That doesn't feel good. Yeah. But that's my concern with these panties is like, Anyways, I ordered a pair today, just so you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a whirl, and I will let you know. I'll report back to everybody on these panties. I just don't see how it can feel okay to sit in your own blood. They swear that you can.
You can do it. She did it. She did it for like a feminist, you know. Statement.
Right, to make a point. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There shouldn't be no shame.
Right, which I don't think there should be. Shame.
No, it's just blood coming out of your pussy.
I think everybody's like, hey, your pussy's bleeding right now.
Cheryl?
Do you know your pussy's bleeding right now?
Sage? Excuse me, Sage, but...
Everyone can see the blood coming out of your pussy right now. What?
What?
Oh, sorry. I would say that to you.
Yeah, but you have seen everything come out of my pussy.
That's true, but I would tell you if you were laying around and I saw that, I'd be like, do you know your pussy's bleeding right now?
I'd want somebody to tell me. You don't want to bleed out on everybody's stuff. You know, remember, I never forget this. When I gave birth to Ellis, my favorite moment is I was like, babe, what did it look like? And you go, well, the head, I saw the head, and then Ellis came out, and then like a bunch of shit came out after.
Yeah, a bunch of shit came out. That's true.
But that's how you said it. You go, and then like a bunch of shit. And I was like, what?
It was a lot. All kinds of fluid and stuff came out. It was fine.
Right. You don't care. I know you don't care. I don't care either. I just think it's funny that you called it a bunch of shit.
Well, I didn't know what else to call it. It looked like somebody just opened like a sewage line and just emptied out a hotel.
I wish you would go to like a Lamaze class and lecture to all the men.
Bunch of shit's going to come out of her puss. But don't be weirded out by it. It's fine.
But it's okay because the baby comes too. And the
baby's yours. And you can do what you want.
You can marry your mom.
So you remember when we...
marry your baby later when it turns 18.
Well, remember when we played this lady?
For a man, his cum is a very precious part of himself.
Yes, I do remember.
You remember?
I do.
She's on Lincoln-den.
Lincoln-den.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Charizard Morgan, and I want to make a video to all these guys that... set up a LinkedIn profile just to look at my LinkedIn because they have no followers, or I don't know, they just use LinkedIn to spy on people. sometimes I will accept requests on LinkedIn because it seems like maybe a good business connection for my work, my writing, my books. And then every once in a while, some guy, a loser guy, will come along and think that he can ask me out. LinkedIn is not a dating app, you loser, so fuck you.
There you go. Good That's from point. The Joey Diaz school of thought.
Don't use LinkedIn to connect with me and then fuck ask you, me LinkedIn. To travel to you for a date. I had this guy that said he was going to be in Palm Springs in May. He wanted to know if I wanted to come up there and meet him for some hikes and stuff. He was being nice, but a woman does not travel to a man on a date. So fuck you.
That's right.
There you go.
That's what's up. She's right about that. Maybe, Charlize.
Maybe. I wonder what made him think to ask you out on a date. Is it be that maybe one of your videos is like...
He loves his cum. I have cum all over my face.
Maybe that's the one.
But again, it's evidence that LinkedIn is not helpful.
LinkedIn is not helpful. Unless you're, you know...
Someone
else.
LinkedIn is not for everybody.
Nah, fuck LinkedIn.
Fuck LinkedIn.
Come here, let me tickle you.
I don't like that one.
Why?
I don't like him. I don't like when he does that. I like him, but I don't like when he does that. It's gross.
What is your problem with
it? Him and the vegan vagina guy. It's two creeps.
Seems like you're all worked up.
I'm not.
While on the subject, let's discuss the GZ34 rectifier, which is, in my opinion, possibly the best rectifier ever put into a early guitar amplifier. And I'm going to explain why. First off, the filament current through the heater filament is only 1.9 amps. That's for an Amperex. I assume that's the way it is for all of them.
Didn't that cleanse the palate of the thing you didn't like? Don't you feel reset?
It did, actually. It does, yeah. It erased my memory.
Yeah.
I just got focused on how fucking bored
I was.
How
boring this was, yeah.
It's neat.
Yeah. People can't do that. I just did that for you.
Can I tell you what I like about you?
Yeah.
This morning, I learned how to make frittatas.
Yeah.
And it's the second time I made you frittata this morning. And you got so into it, you liked it so much that you lost your ability to hear.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
And little Jeans and I were talking and laughing and we're like, right, Dad? And you were just like,
if I like it,
yeah, tune
if
out.
If I like what I'm eating, I tune out.
Yeah.
If I'm reading, forget it.
I know that thing. One. Yeah.
I can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
If I read something, it's over. If I eat and it's good.
It was really good. You won't even hear.
It's true.
What's going on?
A focus, level of focus.
Right.
I'm so focused on the thing that I'm doing or enjoying that I don't hear anything else.
Yeah. Like that time, like a million years ago at my house, you were frying bacon. Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk to you because you were too busy frying your bacon.
That's why you use that expression.
Right,
now.
You're frying bacon. But I didn't know it was... I didn't know that it applied to eating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely applies to eating.
So, but this means that the last 12 years of shared meals, you've likely not been listening to me talk at all.
No, only part of the time.
Right.
Part of the time.
Okay.
Because how often is the food that good? Like that frittata was so good.
Yeah.
That I was distracted.
But you can hear me if the food's like okay.
Right.
Okay.
The worse the food, the more I'm listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. We got to go to like Shakey's for dinner then.
Shakey's.
Hey man, you know this hairdresser that works with Alan? It was his 40th birthday when I was there, and he had it at Shakey's, the one in Hollywood, because apparently they'll put your name up on the Shakey's billboard.
Who looks older, me or him?
Who? Alan?
The guy that turned 40.
Oh, the guy that turned 40.
Looks older?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I asked you that question. Asked you that in a text the other day, because you looked 40 when you were 30.
Okay.
So do people think that you look 50 now that you're almost 40?
Yeah. Close. I get into the 40s for sure. Yeah, it's really nice.
How old do people think you are?
I mean, the most extreme that I've heard is like 45.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't look 45.
Well, but I think people see the gray in the beard. I'm telling you.
The gray.
The beard being gray ages you a bunch. You shave this, sure. You look closer. I look closer.
So will you buy a box of Nice and Easy?
Not going to do it, no.
Like my stepfather?
The most I would do is just trim the beard more, which I'm doing on Wednesday. It's too thick.
Alan will fix it. Yeah. Now, I told you my stepfather used to buy the jet black Nice and Easy, and then he would do his beard and the eyebrows and the hair.
Yeah.
And he was about 50, like jet black Indian. He was an Indian guy.
Sure.
I look really good.
How good does it look?
You can't go jet black, but I think you should try.
Yeah.
Will you try jet black?
I will not try jet
black.
Nice
and easy.
I wouldn't even make this totally. I would just ask him to, you know, sprinkle in color. I wouldn't even do, like, not that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I were doing it, I would do a modest version.
I like it. I like your silver whiskers. I just love them. Mm. I like your silver bear look.
Silver bear.
You know what else you did with the frittata?
What?
Which really made me realize what a savage you are, is that you, like a bear, mm-hmm. if you've ever seen bears eating a honey hive, and there's all the bees swarming around the hive, a bear will disregard the bees and keep chomping on the hive and let the bee sting his mouth.
That's something I've done a long time.
Right.
If it tastes good and it's hot, you keep eating it because it tastes good. Right. Even through burns.
Yeah, you pushed past the heat of the frittata because it was fresh out of the oven. They're in skillets.
Skillet, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was cast iron skillet.
Yeah, it was piping hot. I had to wait a good 10 minutes, but not you.
Yeah.
You pushed past the burns.
Yeah.
The third degree burns on your mouth.
They're peeling right now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I have skin peels right now. I've done that so many times.
So many times. Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
You just let the bees sting you.
Let them sting.
Yeah.
All right, Jeans, we should wrap it up.
All right, Gene.
I have a great.
Thank you so much for listening. Without you.
You know, it's like, you got to look. You're like, look at the lighting.
It's you that did this.
You got you downloaded it. You streamed it. You watched it.
You did it. You're watching us on YouTube right now. This is because of you. The studio is all you.
So proud of you guys. Thank you guys.
Love TNC.
Your pussy's bleeding though. Totality by DJ Boy Butter. DJ Boy Butter did one of our great songs recently. I think he did Just Like the Gays, I think.
Just Like the Gays.
So this is his new song.
Oh, okay.
Totality.
Awesome.
That's it. Thank you for listening, watching the show. Your Mom's House Podcast.com, TomSegura.com, ThousandRanch.com.
And, get those mushy purples.
I'm hoping to have a bonus episode up for you in a few days, one of the live shows from Irvine.
Oh.
All right. Bye, Gene. You want to see the biggest dad boner ever?
Yeah.
This big, huge meadow. Big, long, tall meadow. Let's glass. Just glass it. Slip it along here.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff.
Just glass it. Slip it along here. Let's glass. Just glass it.
I hear them.
Holy smokes.
Bad bite.
Just glass it.
I got a bad bite.
Light denim. Like light blue denim. Practically white denim. Tight as fuck. High up. Brown braided belt. And then sandals with socks. Right, Jeans?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's coming. The moon's shadow is coming.